Well, I think, yeah, more. I mean, if you look at the balance of the play, I would say we've had probably three quarters of the ball. If you look at the chances that we've had about five or six very good chances to their scoring off a wide free kick, which we shouldn't have given away in the first place. And then we certainly shouldn't have allowed Gardner to get a free header. I think Clayton held his hand up, but again, we've got to be better than that. I think they had one header, soft header from a corner, so that was it. You know, so if you look at that, you know, but the fact of the matter is it's a local derby. They've scored first, which is very important. And then we had to make sure we kept our composure, because I think for about five or 10 minutes first half, we then started playing a little bit too long. And that's when we started the game passing the ball really well in good areas. So, but in terms of the balance of the game, in terms of which team I felt, listen, I'm not being disrespectful to Villa because I think they've come and battled hard, but I felt we showed extra desire. I thought we looked like we wanted to win the game more, and we played on the front foot, and I think we deserved to win the game.
Kind of fitting that David Davies, who epitomised the performance and the drive and the determination, should get the goal. And first time I've seen him drop a shoulder like that to create a chance.
Yeah, it's funny because he plays, you know, you see him in training every day. He's actually got really good quality, Davo. And what tends to happen in a game, of course, is the game's so frenetic. And a player like Dave Davies, I think the challenge is always, you know, how can you show that good decision-making in a game to show that quality? And occasionally, you know, that's his game's about getting about people and fighting and scrapping and being strong. And he's excellent at that, you know. And I thought at times he was really, really good. I mean, first half, a couple of times, you know, you want a bit more quality out that side, and I can understand that. But I honestly don't think we've lost a game with Dave Davies playing wide right. And if you look at it like that, we've still scored goals, we've still created chances, and I still think there's opportunities to play that way, particularly when we have two strikers. But he took his goal really, really well. I can't remember, was it a chance before that? I think someone had a chance before that and ended up coming out to Dave Davies, and like you say, he takes his touch, hits it. It's a slight deflection. But finished it really well.
Two great chances for Clayton in the game. The one that was millimetres from being fully over the line. I think probably the decision was correct. Yeah. The other chance, I think he won't believe himself he's whipped that wide.
No. And I think he was disappointed in there. But like you say, I felt he should have really scored the first one. I think he's ended up getting up, headed it onto the underside of the bar. Like you say, I don't think it was completely over. Sometimes they get given, but I don't think it would have been fair on Villa. But the next one, Dukie gets up great. Heads the ball down, perfect. I think someone runs and takes a couple of players with him, and it falls to Clayton. He's actually got a little bit of time and probably, well, certainly should score. But then you look as well, and Jack McGomer has a fantastic way, pinches it off Hutton, ends up through 1v1, and perhaps either just doesn't get the ball out of his feet quickly enough or goes inside rather than shifting it to his left foot where he would have had a little bit more time. So again, we should do better there. Shots, fantastic chance from a set piece where it drops down. And I thought there were some really, really good moments in the game, and I think if we'd have got that goal maybe a little bit earlier, certainly the extra pressure would have told. But you know, we didn't really come under any problems in terms of air attack. And again, you've got to remember, listen, how much has that team cost? You know, it's cost about 70 million to assemble. Well, that's just probably this season. That's probably about five of their players. I don't think there's any difference. You know, and I think that's a real credit to our fighting spirit. And we know we need to add a bit more quality in certain areas, but you know what, sometimes I wouldn't take that extra quality for less desire.
Just finally, Royce Wiggins had played so well in his first start. That looked a bad knock in stoppage time. What news do we have?
Yeah, I'm so disappointed for him because he's waited really patiently. I think he's took a bang, but then his foot's caught in the ground, and I think he heard something snap. So we're pretty sure he's probably really, really badly damaged some ligaments. He said, "I've been here before," and he looked really, really low. And just said, "Listen, if there's any consolation, I thought you were magnificent. I thought it was absolutely brilliant, and you know, it'd be a real shame." If we don't, you know, see him again in a blue shirt, you know. He did say he was going to be fit for pre-season, which I said, well, if you are, we'll go to Marbella again so you can have a few beers.